Hi, my name is Joan Goosen. This is Pearl Life Renewal Society, a brand new ministry in Chilliwack that's reaching out to exploited women and girls on our streets. We've just opened the center, so 2 weeks, but it's been in the works for almost a year and a half, 2 years.
And where has all the support come from for starting this?
Support right now is from individuals, different people in the community, as well as businesses. Okay. And some local churches as well.
Okay, so here, this is your office.
That's right, yes. I actually wanted a space that's going to be beautiful for the girls, recognizing that a lot of them are coming from a lot of brokenness and pain and a lot of ugliness in their lives, so want to offer them a place that's welcoming and warm and beautiful.
We just came in the front door, which is just easily located, actually, in downtown Chilliwack.
So this is the dining room that's going to also double as a classroom. So we're going to be able to offer different life skills to the girls, everything from learning how to be a responsible tenant to how to cook, different kinds of coping skills, as well as relationship stuff.
How many people can be in this room?
I would say probably about 10. Groups are a good size, between 8 to 10 people, so that's kind of what the size of a group would be.
So this almost has a feeling of an office slash apartment or condo.
It kind of does. It kind of does. And it's actually an amazing space because there's been so many miracles. I know we throw that word out there quite loosely, but there's been so many people in this community have stepped forward and contributed to this space. Everything from the flooring, which one of our board members found on Bidding Wars for $55, people donating time to actually do the renos here. We've had the paint donated. We've had different elements, pieces of furniture donated. Craigslist has been great, finding things on Craigslist. We've had plumbing upgrades, and we've had electrical upgrades that have been also donated by people in the community. So it's just been a really amazing journey just to see how people have come together to make this place actually happen.
But it looks all brand new.
It does look brand new, but it's not actually all brand new. We've actually reused a lot of things in this space. So, for example, the lamp that's hanging up there, as well as the front office, we just took him off the ceiling, gave him a good clean, and gave him a spray bomb. Yeah. And the kitchen is great. It's IKEA, but like the stove has been donated, the fridge has been donated, the small appliances and whatnot have also been, we found those at a very good price or been donated.
All right, now we're walking into what looks to be sort of like a dining room, sort of a living room kind of lounge area.
That's right. So this is the space where the girls will be able to hang out during the day. So part of our program, or the way our program actually works, is if the girls are interested in what we're about, that they would actually complete a brief intake. And part of that intake then would be commit to weekly check-ins just to see where they're at with the goals that they've specified that they might like some help on.
So where did the idea for this place come from?
Where did it come from? That's a really interesting question. I'm a registered clinical counselor, and so I understand the place of trauma that happens when people experience horrific things and just what that can do for people. But it also comes from my faith. So as a believer in Christ, believing that Jesus' love changes not only people on the inside, but also helps people live different lives. Just wanting to share that love, especially with the girls on the street.
What if they don't share the same faith as you?
That's completely fine. We're not here to push anyone's to our faith, not anyone's faith. And we recognize that the girls are going to be coming from all different backgrounds, and that's absolutely okay.
Now, you know, people, I think, would assume this is a Vancouver issue, not a Chilliwack issue.
This is an issue that actually is global, as well as very prominent in Canada as well. And it's not just, when we think of sex trafficking, we think of probably East Asia, different kinds of countries like that, but it's actually very predominant in Canada, as well as very local. So we've got about 40 girls on our street, 40 women who have been identified through different resort places where they would hang out. And there's about 35 to 40 girls who have been identified as surviving sex survival, so selling their bodies to survive. But also research shows that only about 15 to 20% of what we see on the streets is actually out there. So if these numbers are accurate, that means there could be 600 plus girls just in our community that are being exploited or trafficked in some way.
How do you reach them?
So prior to opening, we actually sent out, I went to a couple of different organizations in town here that where the girls might frequent. We had little gift bags with some of the toiletries, together with a little welcoming card just saying who we were, letting them know that the center is open, and let the directors know at these different centers that we were where we were at, that our center was open and that they are welcome to come.
Now, you mentioned all of the different skills, which sounded like skills a lot of us know, how to be a good tenant or, I don't know, how to get a job and things, but you've identified that these are issues that these women don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of them don't know these for the simple reason that the research shows that many of them have come from places that have caused them to be vulnerable in the first place. So a lot of brokenness, dysfunction. The majority of them are coming from very abusive home environments, lack of emotional connection. They are often runaways. They're dropouts, school dropouts. And so they're ending up on the street looking for something better.
So what's your hope for, best case, what would you love this place to be?
To be able to be a place that welcomes women who are vulnerable, that might be not able to access other services just because there's a lot of stigma around what they're involved in, to be a place that welcomes them without judgment, and be able to see them live out their potential.